Welcome to the DSS Fed Health Forward podcast series. Today, we are speaking with Rodney Neal, who's the VP of Sales and Marketing at DSS Inc., about the current and future state of digital transformation in healthcare IT and how DSS is an innovative catalyst for both the federal and the commercial arenas. And Rodney, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
Yeah, it's great to have you too. And let's start at a high level. If you don't mind, please give us a high level overview of the current state of digital transformation in the healthcare arena today.
Sure. Man, it's exciting. Healthcare has been experiencing a transformation, you know, for decades. Matter of fact, every industry has. You know, the consumers are driving it. We want convenience. We want access. We want control over how we consume services and engage with the health system and the providers that care for us. So advances in technologies have finally caught up, and as well as supporting legislation, which have all enabled healthcare, you know, to make this pivot, you know, possible. Healthcare systems, you know, we have to do more. Access to care anywhere is important because there aren't as many nurses and primary care docs. I mean, it's been very well documented that, you know, the shortage that we have here in the States is impacting, you know, the care that's available to everybody. Also, you know, healthcare is making a transition across every area. So when we look at the digital transformation in the healthcare arena, it's impacting the patient, the provider, the payer, as well as, you know, us, the vendors, which requires us, you know, all to change our business models.
Yeah, interesting. And I know we talked earlier, I think it might have been this week, about diving in a little bit deeper about how innovation is really helping also with like business operations, supporting overall processes for care systems. Tell us more about that.
Sure, absolutely. As I mentioned, you know, healthcare systems have to do more with less. So what's happening is that, you know, innovation enables the providers, you know, the healthcare systems to gain efficiencies across that comprehensive ecosystem. That includes the health portfolio, the corporate portfolio, and the IT, you know, those technologies that support, you know, those businesses. One of the greatest challenges in healthcare today is really sustainable revenue. We see rural and critical access hospitals closing. I mean, trauma one facilities are challenged. And part of it is because of the monolithic, you know, systems that are in place. You know, there's these legacy technologies, that technical debt. Those disparate systems that, you know, require, that have a high total cost of ownership, requires a large number of FTEs to support them. You know, vendors are, you know, holding some healthcare systems hostages by charging a premium for the operation and maintenance of these systems. So healthcare systems have to make this transition, which will help them also transition from a fee-for-service model to that value-based care model that's underway right now. So in order to accomplish this, it requires new models of care, changes in the revenue cycle process, and much, much more, but all of which is being achieved through innovation. You know, these overall processes that are being adopted now by the various care systems out there is, you know, being supported by this innovation. So this huge initiative and, you know, that we're speaking about is really at the heart of every C-suite leader, the CEO, CDO, CIO, and others. They're all vested in this.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Rodney. Perfect segue into my next question. So tell us about how DSS is actually evolving into being a true healthcare catalyst, really for both the federal and now the commercial care arenas.
Yes. Well, we're not protected from this. We have to evolve. Over the 30 years in which we've had success in bringing leading edge technologies into our customers' environment, we have to address this as well. So DSS is evolving to meet these needs that I've mentioned. We sit down with C-suite leaders and the end users that are actually providing the care for the patients, you know, across, as you mentioned, federal as well as the commercial arena. So we could better understand what their initiatives are, what those key business drivers are. How is it that healthcare delivery is changing? And I think even more importantly, how do they measure that? How do they account for success? You know, how do they define patient care and care quality? How do they define access? All of these things are so key to DSS and the way in which we do business. So our companies, DSS and Juno Health, as well as our contract services company, SBG Technologies, our companies have embraced best practices and technologies in, you know, the software development profession. We have technology and product lifecycle plans to address our legacy rich client systems. So we now have re-engineered, we deliver cloud-based healthcare technologies. Our technical designs are based on lessons learned and trends and innovations, not just within our sector, but across many other industries. So that we understand now that, you know, the impact on how low-code platforms, you know, lowers total cost of ownership, keeps the healthcare system nimble, agile. We look at fire services and legislation that's around the 21st Century Cures Act, which is, you know, driving data sharing and interoperability. Well, we've began this transition years ago, and we're now able to help our customers realize, you know, the benefits from that transition that DSS has taken place to, like you said, to be that catalyst.
That's awesome, Rodney. Again, another perfect segue to my next question. So what is your vision, or what's the future really hold for when it comes to healthcare IT? Because things seem to be moving quickly. Imagine they're going to move even faster in the near and far future, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree, Matt. It's bright. It's promising. All we have to do as consumers is just take a look at what's happening just around the world when it comes to different services that have been made accessible, more readily available to the consumer. Our industry is doing the same. We're leveraging innovation to deliver healthcare, as we say, healthcare anywhere. And when it's needed, the consumer, you know, as a consumer of these services and the caregivers in which we engage with, you know, they're going to be able to have the convenience of receiving this care in their home without having to worry about transitioning from home to, you know, the ER or from home into a hospital's bed itself. So regardless of where the patient might be, because of healthcare information technologies, the healthcare providers are going to be able to care for those who are in need. My hope is that, you know, this enables us to break down these barriers around social and political determinants of health, which should become a thing of the past. Innovation in our industry is going to open up the doors. It's a new front door to healthcare. And again, leveraging innovative solutions will enable our industry to do that.
That's awesome, Rodney. Really appreciate your time today. And before we sign off, anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
Well, I'll just add this piece. It's about the patient, but it's also about the provider. The providers are stressed out. These technologies are putting undue burden on them. We already spoke to the fact that our country sees a shortage in terms of the healthcare providers. So I'll just say that the patient provider's experience will be enhanced because of the technologies today, as well as the innovations of tomorrow. So creating an agile digital, you know, transformation blueprint, working with the C-suite leadership to do that is essential. Healthcare systems will be able to leverage maturing as well as emerging technologies, build out, you know, better partnerships versus being locked in to these monolithic systems, these systems where vendors are holding them hostage. They'll be able to create a new digital front door, as I mentioned before, that gives access to care while improving not just care for the patient, but expanding that support to the caregivers, data readily available. We see it in our smart devices. But in turn, what it does, man, it also empowers the providers on the front line. They have real-time access to information. They have access to information that does not tie them to the bed. They could be anywhere within that hospital system on any floor and know what's happening with their patient. So when our industry keeps, you know, the patient and the provider in the center of everything that we do, we remove those barriers and restrictions and truly enable quality care for everyone anywhere.
Perfect. What a great way to end this DSS Bed Health Forward podcast interview with Rodney Neal, who's the VP of Sales and Marketing at DSS Inc. And as you heard, Rodney was kind enough to share his insights into the current and future state of digital transformation in healthcare IT and how DSS is an innovation catalyst for both the federal and the commercial arenas. And Rodney, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.